And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
Welcome into The Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. Murphy, it's week six, 5 weeks behind us. 6 weeks left.
Just about everybody in the state is halfway through their schedule. There's a few that have had open dates in the first five or six games, but nonetheless, the first third of the season is over. Second third is still to come through October, and then the third part, the playoffs, first week in November.
Well, we want to thank our title sponsor, which is Pavement Restorations, and Justin Malden, always doing a great job for us, and we'll go ahead and look at a outstanding game as far as stats go, and Sonica Carthage brings you those. Gordonsville at Cannon County, which was our game of the week here on DTC, and Murphy, a very offensive game that saw the Gordonsville Tigers really use their running game, and the big difference in the ball game, it looks like, was some special teams play by the Tigers. But when you roll up 431 yards, if you're Cannon County, that has to be a big positive for Coach Hinch, although they lost.
Yeah, the numbers are a little deceiving when you look at that. A couple of touchdowns difference, but Cannon County they didn't have the ball offensively in the second half, I think, only three times. It was just one of those nights when they couldn't hold on to the ball, or big plays by Gordonsville. You made the comment when we were looking at stats before we started about Jay Foster, one of two, but they didn't need to throw the ball. They ran it exceptionally well.
You look at Cannon County's throwing game, though, that's spot on. I know there was two picks, but when you look at Davis and the night that he had overall, as we flip to those individual stats, not Davis, but Eli Garrett, I mean, that is a great night. And 226 yard passing, 102 rushing. So he goes for 328 by himself and three touchdowns.
That's a little deceiving too. He was running for his life most of the night.
Right.
So, but to complete two out of every three passes like that under the pressure that he had, tells a tale about how good a night he really did have.
Miles Alexander, a couple rushes for 25 yards, but 11 receptions for 139 yards and a score. Gordonsville in that vaunted ground game. Turner Booker, 12 rushes for 137 yards and a touchdown. Lee Skurlock, 11 carries for 78 yards, three scores. Jay Foster, 28 yards passing. He had an 85-yard interception return for a touchdown. He had 28 yards rushing. Gordonsville doing this without their starting running back for the season, still not back. So when he gets back, Murphy, that sings woe on Region 4-2A.
And two of their defensive backs didn't get to play, from what I understand, a minor injury, but nonetheless, I don't think they were on the field. So you take those two starters away, and it looked like it evened everything. But right now, Gordonsville in the pilot's seat, if you will, with that big win. A lot of folks thought that might be for the district or the region championship.
DeKalb County at Macon County, and Macon gets a big win at home, 42-0. When you look at DeKalb, I know Coach Trapp, and we'll talk to him just a little bit later in the show, disappointed that his team has been so inconsistent. Now, part of that, you're looking at the defending 4A state champion, Murphy, and Kyle Shoulders is Tigers, plus they're playing at home.
Well, also the fact that last year they played so many kids, not just the regular starters, but they were so dominating during the regular season. A lot of young players got a lot of quality playing time, and consequently, those kids, they weren't rookies this year in those first five games. And so consequently, they're playing some very seasoned young kids.
Coach Gavin Webster's team continues to impress, gets their third win in a row. They go on the road. Brody Osborne with a field goal, which proved to be the difference. They go to White House Heritage and win 17-14. Garrett Davis, 15 of 26, 189 passing yards, a couple of scores. And then Will Burns, 33 yards rushing, 38 yards receiving. Four White House Heritage, the Patriots, the coach's son, Scott Murray, former Smith County Owl player and head coach, X, 18 for 29, 195 yards passing, couple of touchdowns. And then Marshawn Fletcher, 9 receptions, 120 yards and 2 scores. Looked like another great win for the Purple Tigers.
Watertown has just flipped it from the start of the season, you know, and I know Coach Webster's got to be awfully proud of his coaching staff and his kids as well, because they're playing right now as well as we expected them to play all season long.
They improved 2-3-2. Let's go ahead and look at Jackson County and Smith County. The Owls get a win at home in homecoming, 18-7. Ronnie Martin, 123 passing yards, 34 rushing yards. He ran the ball extremely hard. Cole Hackett, 5 receptions for 88 yards. He had 2 picks. Walker Hackett had 2 picks. That proved to be the difference in the game. The Owls, 0 turnovers and only 4 penalties in the game. Braden Dotson leads the Blue Devils with 21 carries for 68 yards. And then Skylar Stacy, the one that is more the running quarterback, versus Coach Sean Loftus' son, Colt, had 14 rushes for 45 yards and a score. Jackson County, a team, though, Murphy, no pushover, very much improved from a year ago.
You called that game on the radio, Terry. What was the thing that impressed you most about Smith County in that game, other than not making those silly mistakes?
Well, just not making mistakes and not blowing assignments. They have had a big problem with that this year, especially offensively. No, they didn't move the ball on the ground like I'm sure they wanted to, but Riley did just enough in the air, along with their stingy defense, which made the difference. Let's go ahead and look at the Region 4 2A scores. Of course, you got Clay County getting a big win over Trousdale County. They score just like they have in, I guess, 3 games this year. 3 of their 5 wins have gone down to the right to the end. In fact, against Smith County, they won that one with 40-something seconds to go. It was tied at 27 with 3:20 left, and Clay County drives and scores to win it 35-27. So Bruce Lamb's Bulldogs continue to impress. In Region 4 3A scores, you got Forest over Fayetteville, you got Richland over Community, and Sequatchie County over Cascade. I think the cream is rising to the top, Murphy. When you look, we thought Fayetteville may be a little better than that, but Gordonsville goes to Fayetteville and win, and then the Rockets get a huge one-sided win.
One thing that impresses me about Clay County, and we'll talk about this a little bit more because that's who Cannon County plays this week, but of the 4 wins that Clay County has, 3 of those came against teams from Region 4 2A.
Right.
They've beaten Smith County, they've beaten Jackson County, and they've beaten Trousdale County. Hopefully they don't beat Cannon County this right. week, but they could be in second place in that 2A region.
Right. Let's go ahead and look at the Region 4 4A scores. Beach goes to Baxter, gets a big win, 42-27. We'll have Adam Kane from the Bees a little bit later. White County, a narrow win over Livingston, handing the Wildcats their first loss, 14-13, and Stone Memorial over Loudoun by 3 touchdowns. We'll have an interview with DeKalb County Tigers head coach Steve Trapp when we return. If we remind you, you're watching the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
Right now, new customers score free internet until 2026 when you sign up with AutoPay. That's a winning serve for your home and family. Don't just play, make gains with every swing.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. We've been joined by our good friend, Steve Trapp of DeKalb County. And Coach, I know a tough loss for you and your team in Lafayette, but that's a tough place to play, and they've got another good football team.
Yeah, they're good. I expected us to play, a little bit better than that. It wasn't a game where we were just making a lot of mistakes. It was more of a game where they just controlled it. They, up front on both sides, you don't have things going your way in that regard. It's kind of tough to do a lot of things, and also a lot of credit to them and their staff and their players. I think they played very well, and just at the end of the night, they were the better team.
Coach, if you look at your one loss record, 2-3, obviously that's not where you expected to be at midseason, but the upside to all of that, only Macon County is a regional game. The ones that really count are still ahead of you, and your kids have got plenty of time to redeem themselves.
Yeah, definitely. And, that was the big message. Not so much, looking that far ahead and all that, but, the biggest message and statement after that game was, we can definitely perform better than that and play more physical than that, but what are we going to take away from it? What are we going to learn from it? What are we going to learn from a loss? What can we learn from not being successful? And, that's the whole thing. We got another tough game this week, but like I said, you still got to, dress out, still got to get after it. So it's about, what are we learning? What are we going to put, what foot are we going to put forward?
I know that you return home, Coach. I think it's Upman that you've got this week. And the Bees are kind of stinging a little bit after their loss at home to Beach, where they really out-physicaled, and you don't see Upman out-physical very often.
No, not very much. And, Beach, they had everybody kind of in there tied, and then, the big quarterback they got, he kind of had some, he had a night. He had a good night with them, and they get some timely passes on them in some critical situations, and that's the whole key when you play Upman and quality teams, like Macon is, we talk about that football efficiency, being good on first down, so that, third down conversion rate is huge. And, for the season, I don't think that we're very good at that, but a lot of that comes back into how well can you do on first down. And, Upperman's going to make you have 10 play, 12 play, 14 play drives. So can you do that without making mistakes and not shooting yourselves in the foot? Because they don't tend to do that kind of stuff. So they don't give up a lot of big plays. So, again, it's about, knowing what's in front of you, playing with a lot of energy, a lot of effort, playing with the physicality, because, that's what we're going to get on the upside.
Coach, I had an opportunity to watch Upperman play earlier in the season when they were at home against 6A Farragut, and they just controlled the line of scrimmage from start to finish, and I would imagine that's probably something that maybe you've had an extra group come to Jesus meeting with your linemen, because they're going to feel it when they get out on the field against that Upperman team.
They are, and you know, that's where it starts. You know, with any quality football team, of course, you know, they've got excellent athletes everywhere else as well. But you know, up front, you know, if you can dictate and control the game on both sides of the ball up front, then you know that pretty much puts you a step ahead right there. It's almost a helpless feeling as a coach when you know, like, man, I can. You know, trying to draw up the perfect play or trying to scheme them and, you know, hey, this is there. But then, you know, physically you just don't get the job done. And it's not that we're not capable. You know, we've got to, you know, really step up our game in that regard. And I really think it's, you know, how we can practice, you know. So this week is going to be one of those slobber knocking weeks, you know. So we got to figure it out. We got to put them through the fire and, you know, make sure it shows up on Friday nights.
Coach, when you look at Upman, Bronson Chaffin, outstanding athlete. I think this is maybe his third year to start. But just his physical size, you just don't see that much at a quarterback position that can move as well as he can move.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for high school ball, when you got a, you know, a kid 6'4", 6'5", 230, and still has the speed to break it, you know, so that's kind of an anomaly. And you know, so and like I said, they've got athletes everywhere. You know, they've always got a physical run game. He's a big part of that. You know, but there are other backs that carry it well, and you know, they're a little bit more multiple this year than they have been in the past. You know, so they're doing some extra things. You know, not so much that he just slings it down the field, but things that are based off that physical run game that they got, that you really got to be prepared for and understand that you can't just fall asleep and load up the box and take away the run, because they got guys that can hurt you all over the field.
Coach, I think he wants to make the most of his senior year as far as football is concerned, because he's also a heck of a basketball player, and I think he's already committed maybe to a Division II or Division III team in the state of Georgia. So football is not his only forte. He can do it on the hardwood just as well, can't he?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. You know, I've never, you know, watched him play basketball and all that, but yeah, I heard he's a physical presence there. And the Johnson kid that they got that plays linebacker and tight end, he plays basketball as well, you know. So, and he's another 6'4", 230 type linebacker kid that's getting a lot of looks. That's only a junior. So, you know, they've got physical stature, and it shows up on the hardwood and on the football field as well.
Coach, when you look, you have to gang tackle against the Bees because of that size. So that means you've got to get off blocks. And when you get a player the size that they'll be coming at you, I think it's important that DeKalb get one, two, three hats to the football to try to keep them from making the initial contact and then dragging you forward for 2, 3, 4 yards.
That's definitely a key point, and it's something that I felt defensively we've done a really good job of up until last week. And again, that, you know, block destruction, getting off blocks, game tackling, running to the ball, I mean, that's the basics of any defense. It shouldn't matter what opponent you're facing, but it's definitely a big coaching point and a key thing in this week's game.
Coach, what part of your attack is something that you feel like you really need to drive home some points for this upcoming game?
It's all of it, Murphy. I mean, we've been very consistent at being inconsistent offensively at about everything that we do. You know, we've hit some big runs, we've hit some big passes, but then again, it's you know, it's very inconsistent. And you know, it's sometimes it's this group, sometimes it's this group, sometimes it may be the quarterback, sometimes it's the play caller, you know. So it's you know, so just cleaning everything up, and which again, that's the process of work that every coach and football team goes through, no matter what level it is. You know, just simply trying to be better your next opportunity. And you know, we definitely can, we've got a lot of room to achieve that this week compared to what we did last week.
Beach coach Anthony Crabtree, a former York player, of course, York and DeKalb used to be in the same district, but he didn't do you any favors last week beating Upperman like he did and kind of throwing caution to the wind. I'm sure it hadn't been a pleasant week of practice for the Upperman Bees after their loss to the Buccaneers.
No, I know, because I know, you know, Upperman lost to Greenville, and then they come back, and you know, I believe they felt that, you know, the physical part of that was not where they wanted it to be, and you know, we've seen that game, and that was a heck of a football game. But, you know, I guess that's kind of the tell of the tape right there. You know, just so again, you got to put their foot through the fire. You know, the things that you don't feel like you did well the previous week, then, you know, you got to test them out and make them better. And, you know, that, again, you know, we talk to our guys all the time. That's the nature of it. That's the challenge of it. You know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're not staying the same. Again, the one thing that I think we did do last week, you know, it wasn't just flat out making mistakes all over the board. We were, you know, I think we got out physical without saying anything else. And, you know, so that's something that's got to get better because we're facing another physical football team this week and then next week and the week after. So they're going to keep coming.
Who made that schedule, Coach?
Yeah, well, again, that's probably what you get when some of the people we usually play, you know, and it is what it is. You know, I take it as a sign of respect, I guess, but, you know, it has been a challenging schedule, but, you know, without challenges, how do you get better, you know? So we embrace everything that we get the opportunity to do and who we get to go play. So, you know what, don't kill you, makes you stronger.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us here on the Box Score, and best of luck to DeKalb County.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Go get them, Coach.
And we've been visiting with Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers, and we'll have an interview with his opponent, which is Adam Kane and the Upperman Bees, when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more. Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Welcome back to the Box Score. We've been joined by Adam Kane of the Upperman Bees. And Coach Kane, first of all, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us here on the Box Score.
I appreciate you having me, guys. I don't know why you want to spend any time with a lowly 3-2 football coach, but I'll be glad to talk to you.
Adam, there's a bunch of really good 3-2 football teams out there, and I would have to say Upperman is still one of those. A lot of that has to do with who you played at Greenville, Farragut. Knoxville Webb is struggling, but a lot of times in the past, especially when David Meske was there, nobody wanted to play them, and I would guess that filling out your schedule for this year and next year was quite an obstacle to get through, because nobody wants to play Upperman unless they have to.
Yeah, it was hard. You know, we got two schools here in the county that you know, we should be playing, and for whatever reason, they didn't return any phone calls. But you know how it gets. It just, with a little bit of movement across classification, and it did. It got really kind of hairy and dicey. There were several times during when we were trying to negotiate with some teams that it looked like we may play 9 games. Back then I felt lucky that we were able to fill the schedule out. But after we got steamrolled by Beach on Friday night, I don't know if I'd take the 9 game schedule after what they did to us. But anyway, it's tough, and those teams are good. I'm gonna be honest with you, Knoxville Webb. Just from the preseason film that we had on them, I mean, they were a really good football team with good size on the front and some top notch talent. I think they run into some injury stuff, but everybody else that we've played to this point is a really good football team.
Coach, I know in speaking with you earlier, there's not many times that you feel like as a coach that your team was out physical. And I know you and I talked after Smith County went to your place 2 or 3 years ago after that, and you told me that you were very disappointed that your team didn't match the other team's physicality. And you kind of had a meeting with your squad, say, hey guys, we've got to be the most physical team. And no doubt after Friday night's performance against Beach, you've had to let your squad know that.
We're beginning week 6, and so all those come to Jesus meetings are if you're still having them at this point, then you've got some major problems. I've already tried to circle the wagons with this group in terms of, being tougher and stopping the run. And sometimes, in the case of Greenville and Beach, and even I'll go back to last year, our final game against Macon County. Sometimes you just got to tip your hat to your opponent. And all three of those places took advantage of some size problems that we might have had and exploited us, but at this point I told the team, I mean, we kind of are who we are, and it's not a typical Upperman team because we've always been really salty against the run game. And I know, especially last Friday night, maybe it was a matchup deal where they were just bigger and stronger. And they've got a special quarterback. He must be the next Mickey Mantle in baseball. If he's dead set on playing, because he's really good. He's a really good football player and did a fantastic job of just moving the chains against us and exposing us and hopefully our kids will respond a little bit to the challenge of kind of getting punked last weekend.
Coach, your next 3 games are all on the road, and all 3 of those teams are struggling a little bit, but when you have to go to Smithville, when you have to go to Livingston, when you have to go to Jamestown, especially Jamestown, you never know what you're going to face. And I would think those road games, 3 of them in a row, will tell everybody an awful lot about the real Upperman B football team.
We spoke earlier about the schedule and how hard it was to fill out a 10-game schedule, but part of that deal was we only have 4 home games this year. So we've played 2. And so, 3 of the next 5 are going to be on the road, and they just happen to be all at once. You make a good point. I do know this. DeKalb always plays us really hard. the teams in this region, Region 4, 4A, you know, they really seem to take a great deal of pride in getting after Upperman. And so, you know, we better, you know, understand that people see a little sign of weakness on the films that we've been sending out. And I don't think anybody's going to be nervous about us coming to town. And so I'm expecting, you know, four quarter ball games in each one of these. DeKalb, you know, like I said, I mentioned them. They've played us as well as anybody over the years. You know, Livingston, I believe they're 4-1. You know, they got a lot of juice around that program right now. They got a new coach. They came in here and beat us in a 7-on-7, and you know, we're hooping and hollering, and you can tell when a program's, you know, starting to rise up, and they've had some signature wins. That's always a tough place to play. You know, our best team in school history that went to the state championship game 2 years ago, we went up there, and I believe they were 0-10 and 1-9 that year. And you look up at the scoreboard, and it's 21-14. We're up by 7 with, you know, and we're in the fourth quarter. And so they're all difficult places. You know, these are emotional rivalries around here. You mentioned York. One thing I do know about York is you better be ready for a fist fight when you go up there, because them dudes are they're
whether,
always
whether it's on the football field or not, right?
I mean just those kids are tough, and I know the coach is really tough, and the people are expect them to play tough and hard, and you know, like you said, it's going to be a great measuring stick as to where we are as a football team.
Coach Kane, let's talk about a little boy that was running around on your sideline at Sequatchie County back when you started for the Indians program, and that's your son Walter that's now a senior. I know, unfortunately, he suffered a second knee injury, but I know he's working to try to get back and maybe play a part of this year, which, you know, I hate to see him miss his final 2 years, and he was an outstanding player as a sophomore.
Yeah, he was kind of the heart and soul of this football team. You know, a guy that did what I say, did all the dirty work. You know, we got a lot of guys that do well with the ball in their hands and that sort of stuff. But we're not blessed with a ton of dudes that just are real true, let's go block and let's go tackle and let's do the dirty work. And so he was kind of that guy. And, you know, he came off the ACL surgery and you know, got cleared back in May and had a great preseason and you know, and re-entered it first play at Webb. It was, you know, unbelievable. I hope no one else has to go through what I did, you know, with my hand on his chest as he, you know, sat there, laid there on the field at Webb and bawled his eyes out, and, you know, all his hopes and dreams that he'd worked for were, you know, just kind of dissipating with each tear. But the weird thing is he's about 3 days later, he was jumping on it, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? And we didn't think much of it, and you know, the swelling went down, but we've just noticed that he's been moving on it, and it's he constantly talks about how it feels good. And you know, I watched him take off in the parking lot the other day. Somebody yelled for him, and he took off and started running, and I'm like, that's not like somebody that's favoring a leg. And so he looked at me one day and said, do you want to see what I can do? And we went out there, put his brace on, and went out there, and I was shocked at you know, he's running, he's jumping, he's cutting. You know, I'm sitting here as a dad and wanting to be cautious and this, that, and the other, but, you know, I think he's going to rehab it really, really aggressively for another week and then maybe see if he can, you know, play 6 or 10 plays in a ball game, and I don't know what it's going to look like. He'll have to make it through a practice first, but I haven't seen him smile this much in about since he tore it the first time a little over a year ago. So, you know, as a dad, you always want to see smiles on your kids' faces. But at the same time, you got to be cautious and protect him from himself. And so it's just really kind of a touch and go situation right now. We're just going to see, you know, how much he's able to maybe do.
Well, Coach Kane, we appreciate you visiting with us, and best of luck against DeKalb County in Smithfield on Friday night.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Adam. We'll be praying for him, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Adam Kane of the Upperman Bees has been our guest, and we'll let Murph do some picking when we get back. As we remind you, you're watching The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, 3-window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure every corner of your home court with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
Countdown to the final segment of The Box Score in 3, 2, 1. And welcome back to The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. Thanks to Justin Malden, always doing a great job for us. And Murphy, let's look at our game of the week, which is Upperman going to DeKalb County. Both teams coming off disappointing losses.
Well, they are, and Upperman's obviously the major favorite in that one, but like Coach Adam Kane said, don't count DeKalb County out when they're playing us. So I look for that to be a little better game than we might think, but I think Upperman's the odds-on favorite big time.
Let's go ahead and look at some picks in East Tennessee. We'll start with Farragut at Bearden.
It's the Battle of Kingston Pike, always a big one. And Farragut's not quite the team I thought they were going to be this year. Bearden is struggling as well. That's a tough one to call because it's at Bearden, but I've got to go with Farragut in that one.
York Institute making the long trip down to Grundy County.
Maybe that trip will be the difference in the ball game. Grundy has not lost a game, but they haven't played anybody of consequence. That's going to be tough, but I'll go with Grundy just because they're the home team in that one.
Coalfield at Oneida.
That's a rivalry that goes back years and always a pretty good ball game, but I got to go with Coalfield. They're playing just as good as they ever have.
Let's go ahead and look at the Middle Tennessee picks, and that's Oakland. Kevin Creasy team just continues to roll. He's built quite a juggernaut. I think they've won, what, 2 state championships in a row, and they're going to Blackman.
That's where I plan on going. Blackman lost that game last year, 13-12. Playing at home, I got to go with Blackman in that one.
BGA at or FRA?
BGA is just knocking everybody out of the stadium when they play, and I look for that to happen against FRA. Despite as good a team as FRA is in that program, BGA is just putting massive points on the board.
And for the third time in probably their last 16 or 17 games, Macon County is going to White County. They went in the regular season last year. They went in the playoffs, lost in the regular season, won in the playoffs, and now regular season again for Kyle Shoulders and his Tigers.
I can't remember which one it was, but I was in Sparta when they played last year, and what a game, what a game. White County's playing a whole lot better than most people thought they would, but I think Macon County just, they expect to win, and White County's not really used to it the last couple of years.
White County got a narrow 1-point win over Livingston last week. Brentwood at Henry County.
Well, except for the last couple of weeks, I would have said Brentwood, but Henry County has come to life, and maybe you and I ought to go up there and sample some of that some of that tailgating food that they
magic
have. It's a special place to go on Friday nights. I'll go with Henry County in that one.
The only place I ever went more friendly was the Grove at Ole Miss. Tennessee played down there, and it's just it's just a party, and they invite you to eat their food and don't charge you anything, Murph. So, that's always a fun atmosphere.
Good place to be, for sure.
Lausanne at Westview.
Lausanne. And Westview's still a good, awfully good football team. It wouldn't surprise me if they're in the championship game. They've got another Simpson at quarterback. His older brother's the starting quarterback at Alabama. And I understand the younger one, who's only a junior, may be the best of the two. I've got to go with Westview.
Jackson Central Mary at Milam.
JCM last year was a really good team, and I don't know if some of those people, some of those players have gotten that transport thing or not, but they're struggling this year. Milam is not, so I got to go with the Bulldogs in that one.
Let's look at our local picks, and we'll start with Cannon County traveling to Salina against Clay County. I think they're undefeated, maybe.
No, I think, yes, I believe they are. And no, they lost their opening game to Glasgow, Kentucky.
That's right, without their quarterback. You're right.
But I tell you what, they're playing lights out football, and Cannon's got to keep from making the mistakes they made last week against a pretty good team. I'm going to go with Cannon just because that's where I live, but they're going to have to play really well to get past Clay County.
Gordonsville heading to Gainesboro.
Oh, Gordonsville all the way. They looked really good last week, and no reason to think that they won't have an easy time in Gainesboro.
Owls heading down to the Creek Bank.
Well, that's one that there's a lot of people in Smith County, that's the only game they care about, not even Gordonsville. Trousdale County tops the we want to win them list, and I think Smith County maybe just because of the fact that Coach Dyer used to be at Trousdale County, and I know he wants that one awfully bad, so I'll go with the Owls.
A winless community team going to Watertown.
They're going to be winless next week, too, because I don't see them beating Watertown.
And Upperman at DeKalb.
Already talked about that one, I think, and I got to figure Upperman wins that one, Terry.
We want to thank our sponsors. Our title sponsor is Pavement Restoration, along with Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Saveway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavation. We want to thank Justin for doing a good job for us, as always. And for Murphy Fair, I'm Terry Collins. Good night from the Box Score.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode. And make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.